welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for God's goodness, His faithfulness, that He never changes, that His character, His nature remains the same, and every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. Well, the last several days we've been looking at a message I've entitled Looking Forward, and I've been sharing a lot of scripture to uphold and substantiate the things I'm sharing, but we were looking at that beautiful promise in Psalm 37 and 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And we focus especially on getting the desires of our heart. And my purpose is not only to give you scripture that correlates with what God is saying in this passage, but also how do we delight ourselves in the Lord? Have you ever thought about that? Well, there's actual references in scripture that actually say how you can delight yourself in the Lord. But we've just been laying a groundwork. We looked at our spiritual desires toward God, and we looked at our natural desires. Some of them are essential for life, food, shelter, clothing, employment in the age in which we're living, and of course, good health, fellowship, marriage, the things that would bring fulfillment personally and very uniquely to our own lives. God made each one of us different. He knows the things that would delight us. So if we will delight ourselves in the Lord, He will not only give us the desires of our heart, He will put in our heart the things that He wants for us, and they will become our desires, but also those things in the natural, the things that are sometimes very small, very little. Have you ever had that? You've prayed something and it's really insignificant as far as, you know, the in the grand scheme of things, but it just fills you with such joy because you know He's honoring that particular request because He loves you and you're His special child. You know what? We're all special to Him, praise God, because He's a perfect heavenly Father. Now, a natural father certainly couldn't do that, because we're in a fallen state. God has redeemed us from our sins, but we won't be in perfection until we are actually with the Lord. And that sin nature, the presence of sin, evil, temptation will be totally done away with, praise God. So, we were looking at reasons, as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, why we don't sometimes get the answers to our prayers. James is very clear. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss. In other words, you're not asking the right thing. Why? Because that ye may consume it upon your lusts. In other words, satisfy the things of the carnal nature. And to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. Let me share in context now James 1 through 7, the Amplified Translation. What leads you, and that perhaps will enlarge and enhance what the Lord is saying to us through this passage of Scripture. What leads to strife and conflicts among you? Do they not arise from your sensual desires that are ever warring in your bodily members? You are jealous and you covet what others have. Not only materially, but spiritually sometimes. Think about that. A position in God or in the church. You know, someone was, you know, chosen as worship leader and you think maybe you should have been the worship leader or chosen on the worship team. There's all kinds of things. And your desires go unfulfilled. So you become murderers. This is the Amplified Translation, beloved. To hate is to murder as far as your hearts are concerned. You burn with envy and anger and are not able to obtain the gratification, the contentment and happiness that you seek. So you fight and war. And you know, if we're honest, isn't this a picture sometimes of where we've been, of many Christians today? You do not have because you ask not, or you do ask God for them and yet fail to receive because you ask with wrong purpose and evil, selfish motives. Okay, does that hit us on the head? You know, James doesn't mince words. He just says it like it is. He said, and he goes on, your intention is when you get what you desire, to spend it in sensual pleasures. And what are these sensual pleasures? Galatians 5:19 talks about, encourages us to mortify the deeds of the body. The word talks about immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry. Is there anything, we're not bowing down to serve, idols of clay or gold on altars, but there's other things that can become idols in our lives, become more important and engage us more fully than our service and our walk and our relationship with the Lord. Anger or ill temper, selfishness, divisions, party spirit. What's that? Factions, heresies. In other words, well, are you siding with me or are you going to side with them? That kind of thing. Envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. Not only that, it says that those who do such things repeatedly as a lifestyle will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And we see from these scriptures, it's not only the substance of our request, but the attitude of our heart that is important when we seek answers to prayer. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart, the desires he places there, and the desires that arise out of your own personality, the person you are, the godly person in Christ, the things that would delight your heart. So we've looked at the promise. Now let us look at the condition. Delight thyself in the Lord. What does that mean? Have you ever thought about that? Well, if you've been with me any length of time, you know I love definitions. Delight, according to Webster, by definition, and that's a verb, it's an action, it's something we do, it means to take great pleasure, to give keen enjoyment, or to give joy or satisfaction. We want to delight someone, that means we give joy or satisfaction to them. And in this context, certainly, we are talking about doing that to give joy or satisfaction to the Lord. He delights in us when we delight in him. Hallelujah. So the words of Jesus give the Christian the right perspective in the affairs of our everyday life. Matthew, these are the words of Jesus, chapter 6, verses 25 through 33. He says, now, well, let me just say the words of Jesus. He can say it better than I can. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. He's talking about clothes. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Now, let me pause just for a moment. Jesus is saying, you know, don't think about what you're going to prepare for dinner, ladies. He's not talking about that. He is talking about planning is necessary. I mean, when we become Christians, we should be the wisest people in the world, not the silliest or the craziest. Obviously, there's certain planning involved. I mean, if you're going to shop, you better know. Well, you know, you have a menu plan. You know what you need in the house, in your fridge, or what you plan on preparing. So he's not saying about not taking thought. He's saying don't be preoccupied with that. Don't worry or be anxious, because he says that's what the Gentiles, the unsaved, look after. Because this is the completion of that quote. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. The Father knows we need these things for life and to be able to function and prosper in this life. But this is the priority Jesus gives. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek the character and attributes of Jesus. What are the attributes of Jesus? Well, it's the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, kindness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. In other words, those things that Galatians list, that's what Jesus was. We're to be like Him and to seek His kingdom. In other words, to be obedient to what He commanded us. What did He say? Go into all what He said to His disciples before He ascended into heaven. The same commission that is called the Great Commission relates and applies to each one of us. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, we can't necessarily go into the ends of the earth, but we can support ministries that are doing that in the nations of the world, through television, through radio broadcasts. In this country, I mean, there are many lacking and in great need. One of the things that UCM does locally, our Jerusalem, if you will, is to support the Boise Rescue Mission, Spirit-filled Brother, that does amazing work. Feeding the homeless and working with those who've been, with vets and with those who have been hurt in relationships. Well, I can't think of the word, but you know what I mean. They've been abused by husbands or wives. And so they're doing a great work. And so we can, while we may not physically go, He's not speaking literally that we have to travel around the world, landing in every country and preaching the gospel, but to support those who do. And He says, if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We operate in that realm of faith, knowing that our Father is good and that He loves us and that He will provide for us. That's the purpose of Matthew 6, 25 through 33. He knows our needs. Well, beloved, it has been a joy to share with you, and there's so much more I want to share, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. Should you miss a broadcast, go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast. They're there for you at your convenience. The announcer give our mailing address. Look forward to hearing from you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.